ओम शांति। 6 सितंबर 2019 फ्राइडे। द एसेंस ऑफ टुडे साकार मुरली। स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, यू हैव टू बिकम गॉड्स हेल्पर्स लाइक द फादर। द फादर कम्स एट द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज टू सर्व यू चिल्ड्रन। Sweet children, you have to become God's helper, Khudai khidmatgar, like the father. The father comes at the confluence age to serve you children. This is a very beautiful word, Khudai khidmatgar. It literally means servants of God. This was the moment during the British rule in India, and it was the Pashtun movement. The Pathans, formed by Khan Abdul Ghaffar Khan, who is also known as Frontier Gandhi, who is also known as Badshah Khan. So this person was highly influenced by ideas of Mahatma Gandhi, and he formed his own movement, and that movement was called Khudai Khidmatgar. They used to wear red shirts, and it was a non-violent resistance movement, something like Satyagraha. So when this movement was going on, most of the times in Murlis we hear Baba saying that you are Khudai Khidmatgar, you are in fact the real servers or helpers of God. So today in the Sakar Murli, Baba said, you are the real helpers of God. You help him establish the new world, and you make people understand that this is the confluence age, which is the most beautiful, which is the most beneficial, which is the most auspicious. So this is the confluence age. Tell this to everyone. So when Baba is saying you are God's helpers, you have to become Khudai Khidmatgar, like the father. Just as the father comes and serves the world, just as he says many times that I am the servant. So he has come at this confluence age, at this auspicious confluence age, to serve us. In the similar manner, we have to become Khudai Khidmatgar. Khidmat means to serve. Khidmatgar means servants. Khudai means godly. So we are godly servers, godly helpers, godly servants, whatever you call. But Baba doesn't like the word servants. So he uses the word helpers, servers. This is a new word. There are two words in English. One is servant, another is server. So this word has not been used. It's not very respectable. So new word has been invented. That is server. So you are the servers. So Khudai Khidmatgar means something to do with service. In this institution, Baba has mentioned different types of services, like Mansa, that is through mind, then Vacha, through speech, and then through actions, Karmana. Baba has also mentioned two different types of sevas, gross and subtle. Baba has also mentioned four different types of service. Tan, that is body, man, and wealth, then three types. Baba has also mentioned four other types of services. They are gross service, yajna service, and this is a separate classification in one of the Avyakta Mudlis. One is sthul, gross, another is subtle, sukshma, another is yajna and world service. Though they look similar, but in one of the Mudlis Baba has given this classification that you have to do these four types of services. So we are the world benefactor. We are the world servers. We are not serving just one person. We are not serving one family, one society, one state, one country, one continent. But our interests are international. Sitting at one place, but serving the entire planet. Sitting at one place, but sending out the vibes everywhere. Because we cannot reach everyone. It's not possible to physically reach each and every person of this earth, of this planet. But our thoughts, they travel. Our vibrations, they can travel. They can cross any boundaries. There is no restriction to thought and the vibrations. They can go across anywhere. We can communicate with any person of this planet without going to that person. We can talk with any person, rather, just as this is the pen. I lift this pen or this duster and I put it here. In the similar manner, thoughts can be taken out and thoughts can be planted in somebody else's mind. Such experiments are known as spiritual telepathy, where you can invoke souls, where you can give them visions, you talk with them, you listen to them, and without going near to them, you relieve them of their miseries, of their sufferings, or you can serve any soul just with your thoughts. A and B are far away, and yet thoughts can travel. Take one thought and plant it here and give water every day. It's a seed. Subconscious mind is like the field, is like the farm, is like the soil. And in this soil, whatever you plant, and if you nurture, if you take care, if you sustain, that seed would turn into sapling. Sapling would turn into plant, and plant would turn into tree one day. The gigantic tree. So that is the highest form of service. Because words cannot reach everywhere, but thoughts can. And if those thoughts are charged with emotions, strong emotions, pure feelings, good wishes, if those thoughts are filled with purity and cleanliness, they will definitely work miracles. So we have to become Khudai Khidmatgar. We have to serve the world. There are 16 principles of serving in this yoga. Success in service. So these are the 16 principles of service. 16 principles of becoming a real Khudai Khidmatgar, real God's helper. Because the way we do service, that needs little modification. Service should not become just a routine task which we are doing because we have to do, because we are bound to do, and because of repetition of the similar thing, it has almost become a commonplace thing, almost something dull and drab, and sometimes we lose interest in service. So there are a few principles of service to bring newness, creativity in service. And the first principle is start now. The first principle is start now. Whatever we have done till now is nothing. Always think that whatever that has happened till now, whatever that I have done till now is nothing. Let me begin everything now. The life begins today. This is the new day. This is the new morning. This is the new opportunity. This is the new chance to modify, to re-engineer, to reform, to better things. So think every morning that a new thing has come, a new day has come, and this is the new thing. And in the service also, always think, I have to start now. Whatever that has been done till now, many people came and we gave courses to many people, and hundreds of centers got established and attended lot many retreats or did retreats or whatever. But always feel that we haven't done anything. I have to begin everything anew. I have to begin now. The time is now and I have to begin it today. So the first principle of service starts with start now. Forget whatever that we have done till now. That's nothing. The time is here. The time is now. The second is upgrade your skills. Definitely you have done very good service, but now it's the time to upgrade your skills. Definitely you have given wonderful speeches, a beautiful service, opened hundreds of centers, but always feel now it's the time to upgrade my skills. Upgrade the skills of service, upgrade the skills of Mansa Seva, upgrade the skills, gross skills. Upgrade the skills of writing, typing, driving, or any department where you are. You must be doing something better than what you did yesterday. That might be a very gross service like washing clothes, but is there a better way to become a better washer? Is there a better way to become a better server? So always keep on upgrading your skills. Whichever department you are, always think that I need to upgrade my skills. Don't sit or sleep on your skills. Now it's the time to upgrade. Let me see new ways. If suppose somebody is cooking something, is there a better way of cooking the same thing? Suppose somebody is cooking one thing from last 10 years in one particular manner and the food's taste is same all the time. Is there a better way to do the same thing? Something new. So upgrade the skills. That is very important. The third thing is commitment. 100% commitment is needed for success in any work. for in any seva. If you do any service half-heartedly, service success would not be as handsome as it should be. So commit yourself totally. Complete commitment, complete involvement, complete dedication, complete devotion. If you have been given one task, for example, cook food. So cooking food should involve us fully into that. It's not then to go and do it half-heartedly and come back. That is not to become Khudai Khidmatgar. Khudai Khidmatgar is somebody who has devoted himself totally. Just as in that Khudai Khidmatgar movement, all those Pakhtuns or Pashtuns, they were imprisoned many times and they were against the partition of India. They were, that time there were two, there was a Muslim League and the Indian National Congress. A lot of things, they were rebuffed by one and then they went to Congress. And then they were against the partition of India. And in that process and elections and so many times, multiple, they had joined even the Quit India movement in 1942. So many of the Khidmatgars were imprisoned. So they had to suffer. Why? Because their commitment was total. So any success, where laukik or alaukik, needs, demands, entails complete commitment, 100% commitment, then only you can achieve success. The fourth is check untapped areas. Which are the areas? Suppose this is the place, one city where we live. Which are the areas where Baba Sandesh has yet not reached? Go to those areas. Which is the institution, which is the college, which is the engineering college, medical college, institutions, company or school or any commune or any spiritual organization where we have yet not reached. Which is that temple, which is that mosque, which is that church, which are those people, which is that group of people where we have yet not reached. They might be prostitutes even. They could be anyone. When we have not reached, check all the untapped areas and go and serve them. Serve the downtrodden, serve the lost, serve the poor, serve the hapless and the helpless, the laborers, the aboriginals, everyone, the poorest of the poor. So checking the untapped areas. The next is embracing change, a challenge. Success means you have to embrace, you have to hug challenges. It's not that you sit down and success will come to you. You have to go to those places which are barren land, where there is no service, where people are against you, people are opposing you. That is to take up challenges. If you go to a center which is already so many service it is doing, it's quite easy. But if you are sent to a place where people are strongly against, that is the real service. So embrace, accept, hug all the challenges. In the life of Mahatma Buddha, they show that there was one disciple and Buddha told him that you have to go. There was one place in Bihar, I forgot the name, during that time, where people were strongly against Buddha. They were staunch opposers. They couldn't even tolerate the name of Buddha. So he told one of his disciples, Bhikshu, would you like to go to that place? He said, yes, of course, why not? But then Buddha said, but they will abuse you. He said, okay, they are going to abuse me, but they are not going to hit me or beat me, no. They are just going to abuse me. It's fine, I can go. Then Buddha said, okay, but if they start hitting you with sticks then? He said, it's fine. They will only hit me with sticks. They are not going to kill me, no? I will still go. But Buddha said then, but if they kill you then? He said, good, otherwise also life is transitory. You only teach all the time. Life is temporary. All the pleasures are temporary. Let me die for a good cause. I will still go. And he goes. So, service means embrace the challenges. There's one person who has not undergone any challenges of life. He will not be the person of power, the man of power. There's another person who has gone through so many ups and vicissitudes of life, so many ups and downs, so many challenges, so many problems. That person becomes spiritually mature, experienced, strong. Challenges, difficulties, troubles, problems, they come and fortify us, solidify the spirit. They come and make us strong. So never run away from them. Face them. You are here. A challenge has come. A problem has come. If you cross that and you reach here, you are a different person. After crossing any challenge, after facing any problem, the result is growth. You are no more this person now. Here this was a person who was a timid, who was a coward, who has less experience. Now you reach here and you have become so strong. Now you can become a guide to all those who are here. For newcomers who are about to start to embark upon this new spiritual journey of life. So every challenge makes you strong. Accepting every challenge makes you strong. Going through every difficulty, every problem, every challenge of life makes you mentally, spiritually, morally fortified, strengthen your mental strength, mental stamina, spiritual stamina, stamina to tolerate pain, to endure suffering increases. And spirituality is not for those who are sensitive babies. Spirituality is for those who are ready to face all the challenges. Spirituality is the path of fire. It is the path of fire. Agnipath, where there is a burning at each and every step. But when God is with you, nothing can stop. So embrace challenges. Next is soul consciousness. The more soul conscious you are during the service, the more would be the chances of success. Or you can add soul consciousness, God consciousness, or soul conscious vision. Everything is included in that. So when you serve, thinking that I am the souls and these are the souls who are sitting in front, and when the service is done with the soul consciousness, the power of the service increases. And then Sakash is the mental service, is the service through the mind. Before service, before any gross service, subtle service should have been done. If you are giving course to some person and that person is going to come in the evening, half of the course should be done in the subtle world. Emerge that soul in the morning and give him that course that you are the soul. You are the child of a supreme soul. This is the confluence age. This is the Suhavna, beautiful, benevolent confluence age. Teach him what is confluence age in the morning. And evening would be just play of words. The real service is the service through the vibrations, service through vibes. Sakash. Then next, increase general knowledge. For service, you should have good general knowledge of things. What is what is where. That's why Baba used to say that Baba reads newspaper to find out whom we can serve. what's going on in the world. What is Ravan's plan of destruction? And which are the areas we can tap, we can go and serve? So increase general knowledge about everything, general knowledge. For general knowledge, you need to read a lot. So we should keep on reading every day. How much? How much? 50 pages at least every day, new. At least new 50 pages every day. If you can read more, it's well and good. Something new, huh? Anything that will augment, increase your knowledge. There could be, I'm not talking Murlis, barring Sakar and Avyakta Murli, other literature of the Yajna, other books of the Yajna, anything, but at least any magazine, Renewal, World Renewal and Purity or anything. But at least 50 pages should be there. Minimum. For that you have to commit. You have to give up all the nonsensical talks, gossips, rumors, chit-chatting. It needs so much focus. Maximum 1000. One book a day. One book, one day. Huh? It's just a rough. You can go ahead. But the task is you should remain busy in reading new things. The same thing, don't think that I know everything. Feel every day that I don't know anything. Let me become a small child, and just a child is interested in reading. Voracious readers they are, most some children. So become like that. Student means who is fond of reading. That is student life. Student means he loves reading. Books are our greatest friends. There is no other friend in the world as good as books. You should become book addict. There's a poem, "My days among the dead are past. Around me I behold, whenever these casual eyes are cast. My never failing friends are they, with whom I converse day by day." That is English poet Robert Southey. He says, books are my never failing friend. They never fail me. And with them I keep on talking every day. There's another English poet who says that whenever I enter library, I see so much food. My mouth starts watering. So much food, what to read and what not to read. So increase general knowledge. Then next is note down goals. And what is smart approach? Smart. S-M-A-R-T. Smart approach of goals. Your goals should be specific. For example, Amrit Vela, I want to get up. What Amrit Vela? It should be very specific. How should be the Amrit Vela? It should be measurable. It should be attainable, relevant and time bound. Any goal, these are the principles of any goal. It should be very specific. I want to do this in this minute, this much time I have to do it. I have to read Avyakta Murlis, but what, when? Throughout the day I have to read Murli twice, so I have to fix time. It should be very relevant, not nonsensical or irrelevant. It should be attainable. It is not that I will do 8 hours yoga. It's good, but then you are not able to attain it, considering your duties, your work, your commitments, your family, your travel, your business, your job. So it's an irrelevant goal. It should be attainable. You should be able to do it. It should be measurable. Yes, I have to do it. And smart. So this is known as smart approach. So while doing any service, note down the goals. For example, in 1 month, what I have to do? Which service I have to do? These are companies which I have not visited. IT companies, medical colleges, dental colleges, engineering colleges. We have not visited these places. These are the 5 places I have to visit. Or this is a group of people like politicians or anybody. We have not reached them. So the service Kudai Kidmat Gar means you reach them. So note down the goals. Okay. Next, set up timetable. Set up timetable. You should have a timetable above service, which is already with you. So that timetable is very important thing. And then Enjoy service. Whatever you service you do, you should enjoy it. Otherwise, you are not happy with your work, your duty, your seva. That Baba doesn't want. Whatever you do, enjoy it. Rather, service is the result of your divine enjoyment. So do every task with love, with enjoyment. That you are enjoying, you love it. We love it, we do it because we love it. And that's why there is an interest in everything. So enjoy that task. Then R is responsibility. Be responsible. If there is a failure, take the responsibility on your shoulder. You should have guts to do that. Or humility to accept defeat. If I fail, if the service has failed, yes, it was my plan which has fallen flat. Let me plan next time, better way. So take responsibility. Then V, visualization. Whatever service you do, you should visualize that beforehand. And then go for service. I have already seen, for example, we are going to some village and give 7-day course to those illiterate villagers. Imagine them early only. Visualize them that you are giving them course and those words, those vibes, that knowledge, that love of God, that divine might, that divine knowledge is entering and percolating into their gray matters, cortex. Then involve everyone. Don't do keep on doing everything yourself. I will do it. You will move ahead. Involve everyone in the service. Let share the service. Don't take full credit that I only did it. Because I was present and I did, because you were present, you did not allow anybody. So your marks are already cut. There's a group is coming, it is very VIP group. I will take care of them. And there is another group, poor people from villages. You tell some junior, go and look after them. Service should not have any differentiation of caste, creed, money, status, rank, position. Let anybody come, serve that person with the same interest and same attention as you serve the VIPs. So, visualize, involve all. Then C is creativity. Your service should have creativity. Don't do the service in the similar manner. Last time we did Shivratri program in that manner. This time it should be something else. Last time Diwali was celebrated, Rakhi was celebrated this way. This time the Rakhi should be different. Don't follow the same protocol, same agenda, same plan, same type. It should be different every day. And the last E, economy. Spending a lot of money and service is nothing. So economy of money, time, resources, and at a certain level thought and speech. But gross things, resources, time, time, and money is very important here. So these are the 16 principles of Khudai Khidmatkar. So today's essence, you have to become God's helper, Khudai Khidmatkar. And these are the principles. We'll revise once and then stop. First, start now. I have to begin now. Whatever we have done till now is nothing. This is the time to start service. So start now. Upgrade your skills. Skills of writing, skills of typing, skills of doing everything. Skills of interaction, communication skills, soft skills, speech skills, everything. Then commitment. There should be 100% commitment. Then check untapped areas where you have not gone. Then embrace changes. Embrace challenges, then soul consciousness, Sakash, increase your knowledge, note down your goals, and then set up timetables, and then enjoy whatever you do. Then responsibility, then visualization, and then involve everyone into the service, and then creativity, and last, economy. So these are the 16 principles of service or becoming Khudai Khidmatkar. Om Shanti.